USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Desmond Tutu, South Africa's Nobel Peace Prize winning archbishop and modern-day activist, died Sunday at 90. Upon becoming president in 1994, Nelson Mandela appointed Tutu to be chairman of the country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. Russian diplomats and military officials will take part in talks with the United States in January on a list of security guarantees Moscow wants from Washington amid tensions between the two over Ukraine. Retired Lieutenant General Ben Hodges from the Center for European Policy Analysis on Al Jazeera Monday.
I don't believe that the Kremlin actually wants to invade all the way across Ukraine. I don't see a big red arrow that goes across Ukraine. I don't think that Russian Federation forces actually could do that. Not against modern-day Ukrainian forces and a very resistant population.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com.
The Omicron variant of COVID-19 could create a massive surge of cases in either January or April of 2022. That's according to Rochelle Walensky at the CDC. As the first antiviral pills for COVID-19 promise needed protection for people at risk, one doctor, whose focus is on vaccine distribution, says we're going to come out of the holidays a worse-off nation because of Omicron. Dr. Peter Hotez on MSNBC.
Here's my worry. We're going to come out of the other side of this Christmas weekend and realize that our health system has already started the unraveling process, because we have the confluence of about five or six things that are coming together now over the next few weeks. First of all, those lines that you saw for testing, remember, for every line that you see, you have to figure there's three or four times as many people who've looked at that line and said, the heck with it, I'll just wing it because I'm not going to wait in line for 3 hours to get a test.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The shortage of COVID-19 at-home test kits is a direct result of the lack of leadership coming out of the White House. So says Florida Republican Representative Kat Kamick on Newsmax.
This holiday, as the wife of a first responder, my husband's at the fire station right now, and so I know that this is particularly tough for families of first responders, but you know, this whole situation that we're facing with the test kits that are coming up short, with the Omicron continuing to spread. This is what happens when you put an America Last agenda front and center. This is a direct result of the lack of leadership and poor leadership coming out of the White House. Everything is an afterthought, and there has been more of a push to follow political agendas and political science rather than actual science. You know, here in Florida, we have taken a very thoughtful, pragmatic, common sense approach to managing the pandemic, and that includes keeping doors open while keeping people safe, keeping things available like monoclonal antibody treatment, making sure that folks have the ability to make the best decision for themselves and their families. But instead, we have an administration that continues to push, like I said, a political agenda, and we're seeing now the result of how that is not working, and that's why we need to do a strong course correct, and I think come midterms, we certainly will.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.